This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
G'day, Mike Hussey here, but you can call me Mr. Supercoach. KFC Supercoach BBL is back and there's 25 grand up for grabs. So what are you waiting for? Play today at supercoach.com.au.
T's and C's apply. New South Wales authorisation number TP/01005.
Gearing up for Dometic. Enjoy the great outdoors with all the comforts of home with Dometic.
Welcome back to Real Adventures. It's time for gearing up for Dometic. Enjoy the great outdoors with all the comforts of home with Dometic. Our special guest this morning is Brad Williams from Narrewong Holiday Park. Good morning, Brad.
Hi, how are you going?
We're going very well. Now, talk us through the holiday park, how long you've had it for. Metro Melbourne is out of lockdown, so hopefully the region's going to heat up, mate.
Yeah, looking that way. With everyone heading out, and we've had a few regional travellers already, but with Melbourne out now, we're geared up and ready to go, and the fish are biting in the rivers and out in the ocean.
So talk us through, where is Narrewong? How far from sort of the...
Town of Portland.
The town of Portland,
We're 15 kilometres on the Warrnambool side of Portland. So you come through Port Fairy and... 15 kilometres out that side. Well, there's nothing in Narrewong except our caravan park. Yeah. There's a school, a little fire station and a post office. And, we're on the Surrey River, where the park is surrounded like a horseshoe with the river all the way around it, and a bridge over the Surrey River onto the beach for fishing as well.
Now, Brad, you've probably seen during the week, Patrick and I,
We're very happy with ourselves.
We landed a beautiful barrel of bluefin tuna at home down here, but I will be honest, Pat, that region, that southwest region, is the home of barrel bluefin tuna. And Brad, take us through your boat, the boat accessibility, because
it's a key part of what we do, because
Pat's got a 402-metre boat now. I've got my little 6-metre North Bank. So we've got all different size boats that want to come down. Where can we stay?
Absolutely can fit you in here. We're on 15 acres down here. We've got 15 cabins. They've all got room for parking the boat right next to the cabin. And we've also got plenty of 150 grass sites where they're big, spacious sites where you can fit caravans and boats and cars on them whenever you like, especially in the quieter times when it's not summer school holidays. We can get all those vehicles on the sites very accessible. And there's a boat ramp onto the river out the front gate of our park on the Surrey there. And then, as I said before, it's just a 15-kilometre hike into town to access the boat ramps in town. And then we've got full fish clean facilities and everything like that within the park as well, a little station where you can clean up for your day's catches.
So that's pretty important what you've just said there. That fish cleaning facilities is a big one. There's a lot of parks that don't even let you clean your boat. Now, as a fisherman myself and Pat, we want to be able to come back, and if we get a feed of flatties or if we get a trout or if we get a tuna or something like that, you can cater for us to dispose of the fish too, like in the park too, because it's like we'll have a couple of beers, let's be honest, a couple of Jammos, Patrick, and a couple of Reds while we're cleaning the fish. Is that all good if we can do all that sort of stuff there?
Yeah, absolutely. The fish cleaning station's got a water and a sink and everything like that.
Yep.
It's got the bin there that we're happy for. It's lined plastic bin. We're happy to dispose of all the rubbish from the fish cleaning, and we empty that whenever needed, and we absolutely encourage it. We love to see the families come along, catch all the fish in the rivers and the ocean, and if we can get some families catching some fish, we'll clean up the rubbish for them.
We're chatting with Brad Williams from Narrewong Holiday Parks. Now, what about families, Brad? Now, Aaron and I love to spend hours on the water, but there is...
We're getting trouble here and there.
The other side as well. Let's talk through... the park's facilities, playgrounds, games rooms, things like that. What else does the park offer?
Yeah, so within the park, we've got the playground and the games room, as you mentioned. Plenty of room for the kids to ride around on the bikes. Just outside our back door, there's also a footy oval with a little BMX track and another playground out there. And then also on the beach, it's patrolled in summer and Easter times.
Oh.
But a big family attraction is over here, the shark teeth washing up on the beach. You find, yeah, quite often. It's one of the only beaches or couple beaches in Australia where shark teeth regularly are found on the beach here. And people out there looking for them in the sand, just on the edge of the water daily.
What sharks are they?
They're fossilized shark teeth mainly.
You've got Aaron really excited.
Shark teeth? I need a new necklace, Pat.
In our office, we've got about 12 shark teeth that the previous owners had all collected, just in a little frame. And then my son found one, a really good size one, actually, about 3 weeks ago, just in the river. There's something about the area where they're from an old reef out there somewhere that they all wash up over time. The sharks go to that reef to do their thing and the teeth get knocked out and they wash up.
Yearly dental check, Patrick. Yearly dental check. They do it regularly.
Now, Brad, what about in terms of park security? So we bring our boat in. You don't exactly want people to be able to freely drive in and out of the caravan park. What sort of gates or security do you have?
We have full boom access with all individual codes. We can tell when people come in and out on what code, and the boom gates are all on video camera as well. So, and there's only one entrance in and out of the park. As I said, the park is completely surrounded by river. So there's only one gate in and out, which is boom gate controlled and video surveillance.
Well, I won't be doing my insurance job there, will I, Pat?
No, you won't. All right, if you would like more information on Narrawong Holiday Park, their location, 20 Caravan Park Road, Narrawong, 32852, Victoria. You can give them a buzz on 0355295289 or send them an email at stay@narrawongholidaypark.com.au. Brad Williams, thank you for joining us this morning on Real Adventures.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate the opportunity.
That was Gearing Up for Dometic, mobile living made easy.
Want to witness the world's biggest football game? Head to iCanWin.com.au, predict Australia's score with a crystal ball, and it could be you and a friend at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 semi-finals, all thanks to McDonald's. Maccas, together and loving it. TNCs apply.